Today on Diving Deeper Shorts, we revisit our interview on NOAA's navigation response teams from May 2010 with Commander Larry Krepp of the Office of Coast Survey. Navigation response teams are three-person mobile emergency response units equipped and trained to survey waterways immediately following a hurricane. Let's listen into the interview. What types of emergencies do the navigation response teams support?
Well, as I mentioned before, probably our bread and butter, if you will, are hurricane responses. Aside from natural disaster hurricane-type responses, we do receive various requests from agencies for anything from ship groundings, you know, ship sinkings. Shy of that, it's mostly anything having a navigational concern. Kind of the statement that I generally make is our teams are there to respond to anything that has the potential for impacting the marine commerce transportation system that we have in the country.
Let's focus a little bit on the hurricane response that you've talked about. When do the teams typically arrive on the scene? Are they considered almost like a first responder after an event?
They are. Again, noting we do make sure the area is safe. We generally mobilize within 24 hours and we're on scene within 48. We may or may not be able to begin survey at that point, but it certainly allows us to get together and meet with the Coast Guard and the Port Authority, actually have the people on the ground help direct us to where our services would best be used.
Commander Krepp, what is a day like for your staff responding after a hurricane?
Probably the most dramatic of our hurricane responses was in response to Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. That was a little different for us in that it was a very long response. A good amount of our responses only have a duration of maybe 2 days to a week. The Katrina response went on for months, and we had multiple vessels in there. There were multiple government agencies. The infrastructure there was pretty well decimated. So it was a fantastic U.S. team effort to, one, be able to provide the pure necessities of things like fuel, water, food, you know, and shelter for all of the responders down in that area. But we surveyed various ports in conjunction with the Corps of Engineers and were able to relatively quickly establish some of the shipping lanes to allow things to go.
That's all for today's Diving Deeper Shorts, where we highlight a few minutes of your favorite Diving Deeper episodes. Want to learn more? Go to oceanservice.noaa.gov/podcast.html and select the May 2010 podcast archive to listen to the full interview with Commander Krepp on navigation response teams. You can catch the next episode of Diving Deeper in 2 weeks.